Allah says in the Quran in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 111. Allah says, وَقَالُوا لَيَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا وَنَصَارًا. They say, the Jews and Christians, you Muslims, you shall never enter Jannah. With all your piety, with all your tawheed, with all your fasting, with all your salah, with a mark on your forehead, with all the hajj, you shall never enter Jannah unless you become a Jew or a Christian. The Jews and the Christians, they come and tell us, the Muslims, you Muslims, you shall never enter Jannah. With all your piety, with all your fasting, with all your hajj, with your salah, with your tawheed, you shall never enter Jannah until you become a Jew or a Christian. Allah says, Tilka amaniyuhum. This is their wishful thinking. Bakwas hai bakwas, vain desires. Kul, tell them, ha tubunanakum, produce your proof in kuntum sadiqeen, but if you're truthful. Tell them to produce the proof if they're truthful. And these Christian missionaries, they have produced the proof. They have produced the Bible in no less than 2,000 different languages. My Bible says this, my Bible says that. My Bible says this, my Bible says that. What do we have to do? Do we have to follow the Bible hook, line, and sinker? Whenever someone shows you his proof, suppose someone shows you his identity card, what do? You verify whether it is correct or not. You don't believe in it unless you verify. So if they have shown their proof, their Bible, what do we have to do? We have to verify it. Have we Muslims verified the proof? When Allah says, Kul hatu burhanakum, produce your proof, what does Allah say? Take the proof and believe in it? In kuntum sadiqeen, but if you're truthful. That means Allah is telling us to verify the proof. These Christian missionaries leave aside verifying their proof. What are they doing? They are using our Burhan, our Quran against us. These Christian missionaries, they are using our Quran against the Muslims. There are hundreds of thousands of Christian missionaries throughout the world, millions of them. They come knocking at the doors of the Muslims and they ask the question, you are a Muslim? I said, yes, we are Muslims. It's mentioned in the Quran that Bible is the word of God. And we say, yes, it's mentioned. Then why don't you follow the Bible? We have no reply. That's the next question. That how many times is the name of your Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, mentioned in the Quran? If you know, you'll give the reply that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned by name in the Quran 5 times. 4 as Muhammad, 1 says Ahmad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the next question. How many times is the name of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, mentioned in the Quran? If you don't know, they will tell you. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, Isa alayhi salam, is mentioned by name in the Quran 25 times. And if you check up, it is correct. That's the next question. Who is greater? A person who's mentioned 5 times by name in the Quran is greater, or a person who's mentioned 25 times by name in the Quran is greater? Who's greater? 5 or 25? 5 is greater than 25. Who is greater? A person who's mentioned 5 times by name in the Quran is greater, or a person who's mentioned 25 times by name in the Quran is greater? They ask the question, but they don't give you the reply. They let your mind think. They poison your mind. They come knocking at the doors of the Muslims. That's the next question. Your Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, did he have a mother and father? You said, yes, he had a mother and father. Did Prophet Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, did he have mother and father? He said, no. He had a mother, but he had no father. That's the next question. Who is greater? A person who's born with a mother and father is greater, or a person who's born without a father is greater? Who's greater? A person who's born with a mother and father is greater, or a person who's born without a father is greater? Who's greater? Who's greater? Person born? Who's greater? They ask the question, but they don't give the reply. They let your mind think. They use as Muslims as a punching bag. They use us like doormats. And believe me, Muslims can't even answer. That's the next question. Your Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, did he do any miracles? He said, yes, he did many miracles. Did he anytime give life to the dead? And we have to agree that no verse of the Quran, no Sahih Hadith says that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave life to the dead. That's the next question. Did Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, did he give life to the dead? And we have to agree the Quran says, Bismillah, wake up in the name of Allah. Yes, he gave life to the dead. So who's greater? A person who can give life to the dead is greater, or a person who cannot give life to the dead is greater? Who's greater? A person who can give life to the dead is greater, or a person who cannot give life to the dead is greater? They ask the question, but they don't give you the reply. They let your mind think. They poison our minds. They ask the next question. Your Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is he physically dead or alive? He said, no, physically he's dead. He's buried in Medina. Is Isa alayhi salam dead or alive? We have to agree that according to the Quran, Surah Nisa chapter 4, verse 158, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised up Isa alayhi salam alive. So who's greater? A prophet who's dead is greater, or a prophet who's alive is greater? Who's greater? A prophet who's dead is greater, or a prophet who's alive is greater? Who's greater? They ask the question, but they don't give you the reply. They let your mind think. They poison your mind. They are using us Muslims like punching bags, like doormats, and we can't even open our mouth. All these replies are given in the Quran. If you read the Quran with understanding, all these replies are there, easy. All the replies are given. You don't have to be a scholar. You have to read the Quran with understanding. All these answers are given. See, doing dawah is very easy.